Bell.
Here.
Bell, present. Canella. Allen.
Here.
Allen, present. Bates.
Here.
Bates, present. Gaines. Galgiani.
Here.
Galgiani, present. Leyva. McGuire. Mendoza.
Here.
Mendoza, present. Roth.
Here.
Roth, present. Wieckowski.
Here.
Wieckowski, present.
Thank you. Members, the consent calendar, we'll act on that first. That consists of the following items. Items 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Can I have a motion approving the consent calendar, please? There's a motion for the consent calendar. We call the roll, please.
On the consent calendar, Senators Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Canella. Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. Bates.
Aye.
Bates, aye. Gaines. Galgiani.
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza.
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wieckowski.
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. So that's
okay. Thank you. That has been approved.
Yes.
I'll turn the gavel over to Senator Bates, and I have one bill. That's it. Okay, Madam Chairwoman and members, this is SB 508. Members, we have been funding a share of the local public transit agency operations since 1971 with the passage of the Transportation Development Act signed by into law by then-Governor Ronald Reagan. Now, over the decades, a comprehensive body of law and regulations has arisen, dictating that all obligations we want to impose on transit agencies in order to qualify for and spend these state funds. And that's appropriate. We raise and distribute to transit agencies about $2 billion a year, and we have a right to impose efficiency and accountability measures. However, now we know more about what we want from local transit agencies than we did in the early 70s. And this body of law needs to be rationalized and updated with today's expectations. So the bill, SB 508, does that. I'll give you one example. We want to encourage transit operators to find other non-state sources of operating revenue, primarily the fare box, but also through local sales tax measures or grants from the federal government. SB 508 would count such non-state revenues when calculating the ratios of state revenue to operating costs. So that would give an incentive for people to find those dollars. Similarly, the bill makes other changes to rationalize or clarify disparate, sometimes confusing and outdated requirements. The California Transit Association is sponsoring this bill. We have people that can answer questions. I urge the support of the bill. I'll turn it over to my witness. Thank you.
Witnesses and support.
Madam Chair, members, people that can answer the questions for the California Transit Association, Joshua Shaw, Executive Director. We have a large, complex body of law, as the Senator indicated, that has grown up over the last several decades that documents all the hoops and regulations and rules that transit operators must comply with. That's appropriate. As the Senator said, in this case, we are taking a look at different sections and how they interact, and we're trying to rationalize those, in some cases standardize different treatment of something that should be treated the same, and simplify where we can. I'll give you one example. We have a pass-fail requirement for transit operators who want to be eligible for state transit assistance. That's a grant program that goes out to all operators on a well-understood formula, but they must keep their cost per hour in line with local CPI. If they don't, if they miss by 0.02%, they will lose 100% of their transit funding for operations. They can use it for capital. That's an odd outcome in itself. But one thing we've tried to do here is make a proportional compliance system work better for transit operators. In other words, if you miss by just a little bit, you'll be dinged a little bit of your money. If you're in compliance, you're in compliance. If you miss by a lot, you'll be dinged a lot. That seems to us more fair and rational and equitable than pass-fail. Very complex bill. Appreciate the chair and his staff working with us over the months to try to come up with some things that would work for the most people. We dropped some things from the bill in the latest version, and basically at this point, we'll answer any questions members have. Thank you for your consideration today.
Additional witnesses and support?
Steve Wallach, on behalf of the Alameda Contra Costa Transit District and the Napa County Transportation Planning Agency, in support.
Angela Pontes, on behalf of the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority and the Ventura County Transportation Commission, in support.
Matt Robinson, on behalf of the Santa Cruz Metropolitan Transit District, in support.
Witnesses in opposition? There are none. Committee comments, questions? There's a motion. Call the roll. Oh, I'm sorry, close.
Urge support, thank you. That's all right, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you accept the amendments that were in the committee now?
Yes, I did, yes.
Yeah, so it's move with amendments.
With the amendments, thank you.
The motion is do pass as amended. Senators Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella? Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Bates?
Not voting, I'm not going to vote on this one.
Gaines? Galgiani? Galgiani, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wykowski?
Aye.
Wykowski, aye.
Motion's out. 8-0.
Sweeping victory. Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.